Recorder's been started, 6 o'clock.
At this time, I will call the meeting of the Franklin Township Board of Trustees to order on August 25th at 6 o'clock. And I would ask Pastor Snodgrass if he would open us in prayer.
Father God, we thank you for another beautiful day that you've given us. We thank you for the opportunity that as a community that we can get together and attend these trustees meetings, God. We just thank you for the Board of Trustees. We pray that their decisions are in line for to help this community, Lord, to be stronger and to be more united in everything that we do. We ask you to continue to be with our armed forces, whether they're here or abroad. We ask you to continue to be with our first responders, Lord. Police, fire, paramedics, our road department, all the employees from this township, God, that is doing their best for the benefit of our citizens. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
I would ask Jan if you'd lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Nick.
Jim?
Yeah.
Ralph? Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thanks.
At this time, I would ask everybody to put your phones on silence, and please respect your neighbors if you need to make a text. Old business. Looks like we have some meeting minutes that we need to approve. I can make a motion to approve July 28th, but I cannot make a motion to apply.
Do two separate motions then?
Yeah. My first motion is to approve the minutes for July 22nd.
You mean 28th?
Sorry, 28
and 22. You can make a motion for all of them, but you just don't vote on the one. Abstain from the one. The motion doesn't mean that you were here. So if you make a motion to, whichever way you want.
Yeah, we'll just do them separately. It's easier.
Okay.
Yeah, 28th, I'm talking.
Okay, roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And then I'd make a motion that the board approves the minutes from August 11th with myself abstaining because I was not here.
Perfect.
Yes, I'm talking about it.
All right, roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Hold on, I thought one of you was going to be abstaining.
He did.
I did.
Last
time I heard you say yes on the roll
call. No, he said abstain.
We all set? Good. New business. Police Department. Chief Smith, would you? The platform is yours.
Everyone's doing well this evening.
Can you shut that door?
Yes, sir. We have our third shift stats for the last 2 weeks. There were 72 runs taken in our absence. For the township as a whole, the other two shifts, we had 429 runs taken.
Wow.
And I have those segregated if you guys want those. update on the overtime traffic grant. We had two officers participate, Pollock and Woody. They worked a total of 48.5 hours. They issued 45 traffic warnings, 34 citations, 2 drug arrests, changed 1 tire, pushed 2 vehicles off the road. There were 3 crashes they handled. They served 6 different warrants, 4 misdemeanor, 2 felony. There was a barrage of citations, everything from fictitious tags to pedestrian violations, to red light, DUS, stop sign. They had 1 pursuit with a dirt bike, which was terminated due to safety. Followed up on 2 hit skip accidents, and that was it.
So on the drug one, is that because they pulled someone over and they found drugs, or?
Yeah, it was out of a traffic stop.
Okay.
They pulled somebody over and then they found drugs.
Gotcha.
Now, that was for the grant that we received for running speed?
Yeah, well, traffic in general.
Traffic in general?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And that will be reimbursed back to us after the completion?
Correct.
So was that overtime for them?
Yes.
Okay, so they came in and we didn't take them off the street to do that. So we had an additional.
Additional, yes. So I have, unless you have something for me.
Anybody have anything for Chief? Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Fire Department, Chief Arnold.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Evening.
Ladies.
Ladies.
Thanks for having me. I just wanted to begin the discussion. I've talked with Steve and Jeff and Nick briefly about getting going on allocating some of the ARP funds to replace the furnaces in the bays at the two firehouses. The furnace in this bay is completely kaput. It spits out natural gas, so it's a hazard.
Yeah.
Any tones you want. It's as old as the building. It needs replaced. We were without heat in the bay on Sullivan Avenue last year for 3 weeks waiting on parts because that furnace that heats the bay is so old you can't get parts for it anymore. The guys ended up basically making their own parts to get that thing running to make it through the winter. So I don't see that lasting through this winter as well. I think it's equipment that probably should have been looked at 10 years ago for replacement, mm-hmm. but as you know, our budget doesn't allow for such things.
Understand.
So I talked to the guy who came out and gave us the estimate. I forget his name.
Yeah, Dave's Heating. It's the same same gentleman that put the heating and air conditioning in our unit here.
And my concern on just bringing this to your attention and trying to push it through is we lost a walkie that every cop and fireman carries, and it's a 6 month lead time on replacing it just because you can't get it. So my concern with these furnaces, if we don't get them ordered soon,
right.
there's not going to be any furnaces to get, or they're already 3 to 6 months out. So yep. I talked to Dave, and he said there are furnaces in stock, but the closer you get to winter, mm-hmm. they're not replacing them at the speed they're used to. So the longer we push this off, the greater chance is we don't have a furnace.
Have we checked with anyone else?
If I can say something, we are checking with the people to get other estimates. This is just something that Chief needed to just bring to your attention.
Yep.
The furnace that's in the bays here, every year I've had to have people come out here and look at it, even going back to Brunner Heating.
I'm surprised we didn't just replace it way back.
Just had to keep putting Band-Aids on it
right.
at the time. This furnace here doesn't have the draft inducer. So every time it fires up, it fills the bay up with gases. The new units that we got the quote on is the new, what you should have. And it gets it vents everything out prior to firing up.
Can you get us two more estimates?
We're working on that.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
And then the second was to replace the EMS coordinator Suburban. It's a 2007. It's on its last legs. It costs us thousands of dollars in repairs just to keep it running.
Is that the one running on seven cylinders or six
yes.
cylinders?
Okay. Yep. So that truck, if you want a new just police interceptor, which is basically what you fill that spot with, is the most reasonable SUV. Ford is now taking orders for 23s. And as soon as they reach whatever number they set, which they won't share with anybody, they stop taking orders and you're just out of luck until this time next year. And if you order it within the next couple of weeks, you may get it when Ford decides to make them next year.
When they run the production.
They're thinking sometime May, June, July of next summer before it's even delivered.
Okay.
So that's the only reason I was trying to push this to get the money allocated, to get the resolutions made, and then, as it permits, just get them on order.
So a new medic vehicle, so it's not a new medic,
it's a coordinator vehicle, it's just the SUV.
Okay.
It's just a police car that we paint red.
So one of the questions that I have, if you recall, and Chairman, I apologize if I may have the floor, is, when I read this, one of the things I remember with our past chief, and I tried calling him today to ask him so I would have some information ahead of time, and I couldn't get a hold of him, was we ended up using some of the monies and different grants that we got, we were allowed to use for salaries. So we were looking at wanting to replace a vehicle then with that money, but we thought we need the salary money now, but then when we get our allotment of money, then we just turn around and we use some of it to buy a new vehicle. Mm-hmm. Is that still the case, or why are we wanting to use ARP for that?
I think basically we did budget for one fire department vehicle, so we replaced Todd's out of our budget that we budgeted this year.
And that
the
was because
yes, one we just purchased.
Right, but we were looking at a possible. We're looking at a Medic because if I remember right, it was $250,000 or something like that. That we used. Yeah.
There is an EMS vehicle replacement fund. That is for the actual Medic itself.
Right. You're not cat following me.
Let me slow it down. I wasn't privy enough to what happened then.
Okay.
When I know that we did take the first round of COVID money. And we decided to use it
instead of buying a Medic
salaries, but I think our budget was before right when we passed that last levy, right. So it was best fit.
So from my understanding from Nen was, we would take the money and use it for the salaries. Mm-hmm. Then when the first of the year came, it can flip because then we would have a positive going into the next year, and then we would take that money and then buy the Medic.
Well, the positive at the end of this year isn't what.
No, not this year. Last year.
My budget only held one vehicle this year.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll try to get more information and ask questions because I don't want to tie us up here because I remember about it, but we'll just talk about it later.
Yeah.
Can you get us some estimates on the cost?
I have estimates. Okay. I have the totals.
So, Mr. Chairman, if I may, something that we may want to consider is allocating a certain amount of money for the furnaces so they could at least get started on that. And then we can look at the new Medic and stuff by the next week.
I would rather see three competitive bids before we come up with a price.
Okay. But I mean, if we allocate...
Competitive bids on the furnace or the...
On the furnace.
Okay. So, sir, what I would ask is if we allocated a certain amount of money, let's just say $10,000 a piece, hypothetically.
That's what it is.
Okay, so let's say not exceed $24,000. That don't mean we're going to spend a $24,000, but yet when the lowest bid comes in, we can move on it.
Yeah.
We can move on it instead of waiting 2 weeks.
$30,000.
Okay.
There's
three different.
So I'd like to make a resolution number. Apologize, I didn't know the number.
That's fine. I was just going to point out that I have a supplemental coming up for ARP. You can just reduce the amount on that.
Okay.
Just so you know, coming up.
But okay.
Resolution.
What, Nick?
It'll be 2022-143. And what is this for?
This I'd like to make a resolution 22-143, allocate $30,000 not to exceed for three furnaces for three different properties for the township.
Two?
Just two.
For the two
firehouses, not to exceed $30,000. Based upon the lowest bid. This way we can move on it right away. And if there's no further questions, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second that.
Yeah.
So then that way, whatever the lowest bid, and Steve, mm-hmm. you would be able to say, yep, that's the one we're going to, and then you'd be able to get the PO, and then that way we can get that taken. Because you're right. Once we start getting 60-degree weather at night and we're thinking we need furnaces, that stuff's going to be
And the supply chain just is
right,
horrendous.
Right. So like we at least got that taken care of, and then we can then
got a roll call.
We can go into the Medic. I call it a Medic, yeah. But a new Medic vehicle. Then we can look at that here real soon.
Nick, give us a roll call.
Yeah, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah.
John.
Yes.
Thanks.
Looks like you have five
AEDs.
AEDSs.
Yes. So we had an incident here where somebody came in and was in pretty bad shape, and our Medic and engine were both out.
Yep.
So we had no equipment for the office staff to help this person. Mm-hmm. And they make simple AEDs that basically you can hook up to mm-hmm. people and teach them CPR.
Right.
And so Steve and Nicole were both like, hey, we want these.
Yes.
And then Byron's are too old. So I just worked with our people who get us those things.
Right.
Well, how old you got to be?
For 580 AEDs.
You mean
the
machine's too old, not you.
Yeah. Well, Byron,
we can discuss that.
I thought you said Byron's too old.
No, he said Byron's is too old.
Is too old.
Both.
Both. Okay, how much do we need on those?
They're about $3,000 a piece. If we get five, we'll have one here. Chief will have three that he can rotate through his cars. And Jim gets one. We had a terrible episode out here, and the chief was here trying to revive a man, and we didn't have a working AED, and it's just it's a horrible helpless feeling.
And this one's been out of date.
It'll be $100 a person to train them to use that device, and you get your CPR card as well. So.
Okay. So I would make a resolution, whatever number it is.
2022-144.
That we would put $20,000 into five new AED devices from ARP money, along with training personnel to use them.
They're $3,000 a piece.
$3,000.
I sent it straight to you without looking at it. Really. Yeah. And you know what? I'll go.
That's 15. He went to 20. Not to exceed.
And that includes.
20. Yeah. Be right about
that. Yeah. So not to exceed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there may be a need to be honest that
they'd be under that, really, if you do the math.
I want one or two more for his squad cars, too.
Well, I was counting in there to train.
Is there any grants that help cover some of those?
They're out there, but I think we've exhausted our grants on other things this year.
But even going forward, because we have more cars that we could put them in and things of that nature. So I think that would be great if we continue to see, you know, we're covering thinly where we're putting them.
Mm-hmm.
But if we could outfit every car with the fact that we've already purchased these and getting a grant that you're supposed to match, they may say, okay, you've already bought five. We will give you two more.
Okay. I will keep that on my radar.
I'll take a second on the resolution.
I think you did.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Okay, there is a second out there. Okay. Roll call, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah.
John.
Yes.
Thank you.
And Mr. Chairman, just for your information, police interceptor is coming in about $48,000 now.
Okay.
And that's just your stock interceptor, and then to put lights on it. I just said $60,000, not to exceed $60,000, so that I can get it light and striped, which should come in under that.
Whose car is this going to be?
I'll be the EMS coordinator.
Okay, gotcha. Fire. Yeah.
Okay.
So he takes serious runs.
Right.
He's a 40-hour guy, so when he's in the office, if an arrest goes out or something, like township or shooting.
Okay.
He's the one that takes it then.
He takes it as the supervisor, like the officer in charge of the scene for EMS.
Are we able to talk about this and by the next meeting make a decision on that? Mm-hmm. That should be enough time, you think?
That'd be enough time if we got back to you in the next meeting?
I think so. I'm just being urged by the guy who orders them that we're running out of time.
Okay.
So hopefully 2 weeks is good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Find out otherwise, let us know.
We can always have a quick meeting if we need to.
Yeah.
Please. Yep.
Yeah. Anyone else have any questions? Thank you.
No.
Yep. Any questions? Good.
Thanks, Chief.
Thank you very much.
Roads Department. Road Department.
Do you want me to read this one? Because it has to do with the last one.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Sure. You okay?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Joe.
Men and women. See, I'll address everybody. I have got a couple things this evening. One is we have a resolution that's going to allow to put a blanket of a number of resolutions out for House Bill 50, the properties that we've already mowed this year.
Mm-hmm.
We have, I can go ahead and read it too. It's resolution 2022-137. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board assigns resolution numbers 2022-106 through 2022-136 for the road department to cut the grass and weeds at the attached addresses to its, and to assess the cost to the property taxes as outlined in House Bill 5505187. These addresses is what we had already mowed this year up to date, starting with Resolution 2022-106. You have 0 Whitehead, 36 Coolidge, 0 Plainview, 2889 El Paso, 3335 Dover, 67 Volney, 1831 Bellmead, 1906 Marsdale, 1948 North Westfield, 1820 North Eastfield, 664 North Wilson Road, 3468 Brookside Boulevard, 2845 El Paso, 1603 Harrisburg Pike, 2530 Wynwood, 963 Harrisburg Pike, 1053 Brown, 1792 Little, 1776 Little, 1520 Ingadine, 1765 Marsdale, 1765 Marsdale again, 845 Josephine, 0 Wilson, 1976 Westfield, 1674 Eastfield, 2889 El Paso, 3335 Dover, 845 Josephine, 3335 Dover again, and the last resolution, 2022-136, would be for 1765 Marsdale again. Some of these properties are duplicates because we've had to mow them multiple times throughout the year.
Good question, sir.
Yes.
The one that I seem to be the most critical about, the Wilson Road one beside the animal hospital.
That's back on our list again, the one where they put the fence.
Right, because now it's waist high.
Yeah, and that's back on our list again.
I know we don't want to cut it because of not knowing what's in it. We're not going to tear up our equipment.
That's, I know that's a discussion you and I have had before. To get in there, now whether or not their gate is locked, since they put a whole new fence in the gate and everything.
Well, you can go right around it.
Well, once, and still taking our equipment into a property that's got...
Who knows what's underneath it?
And, you know, do they pay for the damages to our mowers if that happens?
So have... Did they ever cut that? I know they cleaned it up. Well, they didn't really. They just made a bomb.
They cleaned it up and they brushed hog it with a rather large, big tractor like we've got at the
right.
farm with the big brush hog. Only thing we can do is just send them letters and hopefully
they'll do it. Have we ever had conversations with them?
It changed hands. It used to be that
Mike's Trucking. It's not Mike's Trucking anymore.
It's changed. They sold it. They're the ones since the sale. They're the ones that's been trying to clean it up, and they put the fence up.
Okay, so Mike Trucking didn't put the fence up. It's the new
Mike's
owners.
Truck Wash, not Mike's Trucking.
Mike's Truck Wash.
No, they didn't do that. It's the new owners.
Too bad Sheets didn't go in there instead of up by us.
But no, that's just like the other one around the corner there where they had the old go-kart track.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Taking zero-turn mowers in there, even a
so
tractor with.
So is the same person still own that?
Yes.
Okay.
Same person still own.
Because a lot of the neighbors in that area have contacted me about trying to keep, because of critters.
You know, and the only thing we can do, try to keep the right-of-way.
Yeah.
Clean up through there, although it's a city right away.
And we still sent them, because we cut that right away beyond the post, right?
Yeah.
So they still going to owe for that, correct?
Yeah. But those are the properties. Now we have some, another whole group of properties that's still working their way through. You know, it's just been
kind never of ending list for you.
Somewhat of a kind of a crazy year because of all the rain that you get.
What's the average cost would you say an average size lot in a township?
You don't want us mowing your ground.
I understand, but just so that's on the record so people realize, average, I don't want people listening to this I'm going to have someone, let them cut my grass.
On the low side, when we take, and because all of our equipment, there's charges for all of our equipment, there's different charges for every man hour because of their pay scales. I'm going to say on the low side, you're about $250 for us to mow your grass.
Okay.
And it's been a lot more than that on other.
It's not worth it. You could cut someone cut once a week for 2 months for that.
It'd be my thought. Any questions on that? On that part?
Nope.
Good. I do. How many of those are rental properties?
You know, that's an answer that I can't give you because I don't know. I don't know. You know, it's funny how it varies from year to year. I know during the COVID year, everybody was home, people mowed their grass.
Now we've got people that aren't mowing their grass, but you step back just 4 years ago, we mowed 122 properties that summer.
No.
122. So,
yeah.
So, no more questions on that?
No, yeah. So moved on the resolution.
Okay.
I need a second.
Ralph?
No, a second.
All right, roll call, Jim.
One of you.
Yeah. Usually the vice.
Yes. Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Usually the vice don't, then the other one does.
And Robin and his guys all have the other resolutions, and they got those I put together too for all these properties, so they've got them already signed.
Well, then I bet they're all right here then.
That's probably what that is, because they're all going to sign them.
Oh, yeah, for all the single, okay.
Yep,
yep. I guess you guys can stay after or come in another day if you'd like to get these are the individual resolutions for each of the addresses.
We have to sign every one of those?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get them up. Are you sure? Each one has to be different?
That's for using my office.
There's 30 here.
Well, we got to sign them eventually.
That's fine.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else for us?
Yes. Just a real quick update. I know it's something that we don't normally do, but we're going to try to start doing it. Brush collection is huge for our department. It's something that we offer to our residents free of charge 12 months out of the year. The two places that we take it to, if we're down here on the south end of the township, we take it down here to Kurtz Brothers. If we're on the other side of Broad Street, we go up to Roberts Road, up to Ohio Mulch. Ohio Mulch does not, since we're a government entity, they don't charge us, you know, neither does Kurtz Brothers, they don't charge us anything to take this stuff in there. But Ohio Mulch just waves us by. We come up on the scales, we drive on, they don't weigh us in and out. Kurtz Brothers does, which kind of gives us a base of how much brush we've actually taken in so far. And you can almost just double that, because a lot of times up on the north end, we've got a lot more brush up on the north end. But as of August 16th, 2022, at Kurtz Brothers, we've taken in a total of 81,680 pounds of brush down to Kurtz, which is 40.84 tons of brush. And that's just through August at one place. So if you double that, which you should, right now we've pretty much collected and took in 100 and just right around 164,000 pounds of brush, which is over 81 tons.
That's amazing.
So just to kind of let everybody know that that's what we're doing on a constant basis. So just a little tidbit of knowledge. Which it takes a lot of our time, a lot of our time.
And it's appreciated.
Well, I appreciate it.
I have a couple questions when you're done.
Okay. That'll work. The last thing I got, and this is just an informational thing. I know that we've all talked about space, where we have ran out of space for storage. I know Chief Arnold and I are going to be talking about taking up some space at Station 192 in the pool barn over the winter to put equipment. The building that we have behind us, the old shop, we've got is deteriorating at a very rapid pace. What I just gave you is nothing more than just some drawings of an idea. Building a lean-to off the backside of our shop over here, going towards the radio tower. It'd be 36 foot wide by 20 foot deep. Entrance would be 12 foot high, so we've got to get things in and out of. But that would actually give us the opportunity to get things in and out of the weather. Because, you know, with winter and everything coming up, we're going to have a hard time finding places to store everything, and I really don't want to take everything up to Station 192 and take all the boxes.
Will we put concrete down or just
gravel? Yeah, we'll only gravel it. And this is something that, if the board approves us to be able to do it, this is something that we can do in-house. We have the capabilities to do what we need to do to build it. We would not have to hire from outside to get it done. We're all very capable of doing that type of work. But I just wanted to get the information to you. We don't need to, you know, do a whole lot more discussion on it. Just think about it, ponder it, and give me your thoughts at maybe at the next meeting. Right now, the pricing, if you look through there, it's just some drawings on what it's going to take material-wise. On the very back side of it is an estimated cost. We're looking at about $3,600.
So, Nick, would we have that? What would it, if we was to entertain a motion tonight or a resolution for that, one thing that we're looking at is as we know, we wait and wait and wait. Cost goes up and up and up on trying to get the supplies.
Sure.
Also, lease season's coming up, so the sooner they could get that in, the better, because we know they're going to be tied up on that.
So do we want to ask about ARP usage for this? Is this something that's a
discussion for the board. Do you?
I would say yes on that.
Okay, because if that's the case, then when I come up to discuss my piece, I have a supplemental already set for ARP.
Okay.
We're just going to have to adjust the total.
And we're going to adjust the total on the other one because I said ARP.
Then. That's a whole different situation.
Sure.
Yep.
So I would like to make a resolution that we accept as set forth for a lean-to for the building for the road department to not exceed $3,700.
$3,700. If you're a little over $3,600 right now.
Yeah.
So
38, not
to
exceed.
You want to just bump it to four?
Four.
Right. Okay, because soon 2x4s went from $1.24 to $6.27. So not to exceed $7,000. If there's no further discussion on the matter, I would ask for a second.
I'll second that.
All right, and that'll be 2022-145, and I would imagine that this would also, since we're going to look at ARP, could always give Julie's approval if necessary, since we're, I don't know if that's necessary or not, but just wanted to put that out there. So this is not to exceed $4,000. Roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
You said seven and Nick said four, so what?
Four thousand.
You said seven.
Did I say?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's 4,000, not to exceed 4,000.
Okay.
One of the things, Jim, that I commend you on it, because a lot of the equipment that we've been able to get with some grants and things of that nature, there's no sense in leaving it out in the weather. And we don't have anywhere to put it, so we need to take care of what we got.
And right now, what we're doing is, I mean, we've got everything, as you can see, our trucks are what's sitting out right now because of what we've got stashed away in our shops. Some equipment won't even fit in this old barn. So just because of the size of the doors, I mean, even our trucks sometimes don't fit in that.
So,
and that building's not safe.
Problem.
It's been condemned years ago.
Yeah.
2010, it was condemned. Yeah.
So another question that I have for you is, I wanted to see if you could check in on our weed eaters, if we can get the heads that cut. And then we go this fall, like we talked about, especially up in Broadlawn, where that stuff just grows like crazy. It's like a saw blade. And if we cut that stuff off, we will be ahead of the game come next spring.
Sure.
If we can get an idea on our trimmers, we have how many trimmers? Two?
Three.
Okay, so if we were able to get three of the blades to I'm sure they fit on, I've seen them on other ones. If we could look at seeing about getting those, so that we can, then when all the leaves fall and we can get through there and just cut that down, that'd be a good time if we still have the program. Do we still have the program with the guys from Franklin County?
Yes.
So even if we had our guys go down through there, walk and doop, and let them throw the stuff in, we could make some good headway down through there. Okay. Last, go ahead, sir. I had one more thing.
Go ahead.
So I wanted to talk to the board about one something that I'm concerned about for the road department that I would like us to talk, at least look into. Our leaf we need a new leaf box for our truck because it's the wrong size and we only have one truck. If that truck goes down, we don't have a leaf box that will go in any of our trucks. The second thing is, if our old machine, which is sucks up all the leaves, go bad, we have no backup for that. That's the last biggest piece of equipment that I think that we need for the road department. It's probably in the $60,000 range to have one. How old is the one that we have? I know last year you were welding on it and got it to work. And
it's a 2008.
So it would be great to keep one as a backup, but I would love to let Jim take a look and see what's out there and report back to the board.
I'm good with that.
One thing, since you brought it up, I know we've talked about it in the past. The beds, the depth of the beds in our dump trucks are 11 foot deep. Mm-hmm. The two leaf boxes that we currently have are for the 11 foot depth dump trucks. The default truck that we had gotten during COVID is a 9-foot deck. So if one of our trucks was to go down, because we got rid of the old 550, if one of the 11-foot bed trucks was to go down, we can't put the 11-foot box in a 9-foot bed. That's what we're having.
Right.
So possibly getting a box to go in.
There's a couple other things in here.
They're coming up. What would that cost?
Gone right off the top of my head, so I can't really.
Okay, if you could let us know, that would be great, because that's my biggest fear. If we have a truck go down for a week, you can imagine the lease season, what that's going to do.
I'm sure you guys wouldn't mind going around putting them in bags.
I don't know about them, but I would.
That's okay, because then that's when I would ask you all to put your work boots on.
Yeah, can we move on?
Yeah, it's our job too.
I know. I know how everybody's good, but you told me that.
Yeah. Just a question, because I have a resident that's asked me several times. When will you be up in Broadlawn area to mow the alleys again?
We just did it.
There. Did he?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that was...
This was a couple... This was last
she
week.
I talked to her too, and then Jim and I got together, and we got it taken care of.
Behind the church there?
Yeah.
Or by the church there?
It's the same person.
And that's why we cut it, but the stuff is like this big around, and they're little like trees grow up.
We were in there the first part of spring and went through every alley.
Yeah,
and it's not just something that we can say, okay, every 3 weeks we're going to go back through.
Well, she said you was through. She was thankful that you come through. Just wanted to know when you was coming back through.
So there's two different people. Yeah, the other lady said we've never been there.
Yeah. Thank you.
But I honestly think that if we're able to, all that 3 feet depth of jungle, if we cut that back, then when the spring, when we do cut, you don't have to, you know, you can just cut right up against the fence.
Moving on to Nick. Thank you.
Okay. I have a motion for bills and payroll here to start with. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves accounts payable from August 12, 2022 through August 25, 2022 in the amount of $189,345.87, and payroll paid on August 19, 2022 in the amount of $174,044.93. For a combined total of $363,390.80 from check number 68150 to 68199, and electronic vouchers 1271-2022 through 1356-2022.
So moved.
All right, roll call, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. Next thing I have is a resolution for then and now purchase orders. According to Ohio Revised Code, any time that there is a then and now purchase that exceeds $3,000, it requires the fiscal officer or anybody from the fiscal department to come to the board to approve said purchase. Chief Arnold, correct if I'm wrong, but this was from this. Well, it is from Atlantic Emergency Services, but this was work that was done that we did not receive a bill for. Or a quote even back. Okay.
Yeah.
So this dates back to January, and the total on this is $4,055.06. This was not included in the motion for bills and payroll because this is set to aside separately. I have the check and the resolution in the book if the board elects to approve this purchase.
So moved on the resolution.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. And here is that resolution and check to be signed.
I apologize for that oversight. That's why I try not to do business with that company, because that kind of stuff is frequent.
Is there something behind that?
Yeah, there's a resolution behind that from, it was 104 that needed to be signed by somebody.
So just one person?
I'm sorry, you know what? It's right.
We signed all those. Maybe.
Jim or Ralph need to sign that. That's okay. From the last meeting.
Last meeting?
Or two meetings ago, potentially. I'm not sure what it says at the top. I just know that it's 104, which dates back a while.
That would be.
Yeah.
That'd be safe. Just letting him sign it.
It's August. It said August 11th on it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if there's something else behind this one.
Yeah. There should also be a purchase order in there to be signed as well.
I missed that. Okay. When I handed it to you, I thought I saw it.
Okay.
You got it.
My signature's getting sloppy. I find it too much tonight.
I did too. Mine's scribble.
All right. Once we're done with that, I've got one more item for discussion. Last item I have, as I mentioned a short time ago, is supplemental appropriations number 11. Now, this total here is due to one cash out in the road department that threw wages out just a little bit with Hunter leaving. We also have some things for benefits, and then we also have ARP. Now, the current ARP total is $100,000 here. That was because Arnold had discussions with Jeff and I. We weren't sure what the board was going to do.
Right.
So what you can do is, instead of $100,000, you could amend it down to $54,000 if you so choose to. Okay. That would bring the total down. I'll bring out a calculator, because
575,
something like that. So instead of 120,500, you're looking at $66,500. So this is primarily just due to benefits. We had a new hire come in. I believe we had one person in the road department that took benefits that didn't last year, so that ends up eventually at some point throwing things out of
ARP money to cover that instead?
No. That's your total that would be the total
appropriations.
That would be the total revised. Instead of 120,500, which includes 100,000 for ARP, 7,000 for permissive, 7,000 for fire, 2,000 for road district, 4,000 for road and bridge, and $500 for general fund, that would then get cut down to 54,000 for ARP, which then brings the total number down to 66,500.
My question is, why are we using ARP for that?
You're only, so that's why I said you have 7,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were saying for each of those.
ARP
that makes sense.
The ARP would be for the furnaces, the AEDs, and then the building for the road department for the lean too.
Yes.
I would say, I don't know.
I have a question.
Well, you guys made it. Hold on. Let me just say this, because you guys have made resolutions now to purchase the furnaces, the AEDs, and the lean-to building, but you can't do that. I can't do any of those things until you guys have appropriated that money.
Okay, so before we do, Jim, is this going to have sides on your lean-to? So that's included, right? You're going to have any doors, or?
It's open. It's an open.
Okay, so you're going to leave it open?
No, there's no doors.
You know, they have some of those that, well, you know, it's like that, you walk in a freezer, so if you wanted to try.
Yes, it's a three-sided building.
Okay. So, yeah. Then we're good. We're not going to have to use anything else.
I'm just thinking, you know, we're going to need to purchase the EMS vehicle.
Sure.
We might as well do the appropriation tonight.
Okay. So you could up that to, so you have 54 and 48, that becomes 102.
Add
60. Okay.
Lights and
so 60 and 54 would make it, what, 120, if I'm doing my math right on that? Yeah, 120,000.
I mean, what do you guys
which
think?
Then takes it to 140,500 for the supplemental.
So the thing is, if we at least go ahead and do the supplement, then we can talk about it and see if there's any other avenues. However, if we need to pull the trigger, then we already have it there.
Yeah, that was
if we
thinking.
Don't use it, then it can go back.
Right, that's my thinking.
Yeah.
Around
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to change ARP to 120,000.
Yep.
Everything else will stay status quo. That brings the new revised supplemental total to $140,500, and that would be what the resolution would go towards if the board would like to move on it.
I don't mind moving the supplementals that we did, but to purchase it yet, I'd like to give it, you know, at least another week or something. Maybe we can, I don't know if there's any other avenues that we look at, like someone didn't take one from this year. I mean, I don't know if you've looked.
I can show you all the research.
Right. Once we have all that information, then all we have to do is say yes, and it's already been appropriated.
That was my thinking.
Rather than move on a $60,000 vehicle tonight, I would rather just try to look at some other options.
This is just moving the money.
This is just moving the money.
Right.
This
it's
is not
buying anything. Yeah. It's just moving the money.
And then we can always move it back if we don't do it.
The only piece of moving the money that would buy something would be to cover the benefits and the wages and the other funds that have been thrown out of line due to cash outs or uniforms or et cetera.
Okay.
So moved.
Okay. And this will be resolution 2022-139.
Yep. Second.
Okay. Roll call, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph?
No.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. And that is all I have.
Sir?
We're going to have to re-sign this, correct?
No, no, no. I will revise the exhibit.
Okay. Anything else, Nick?
Nope, that's all I have.
Alrighty. Moving on to our administrator, Steve Mazur, which I would like to take a second. And Steve is very, very much appreciated by this board. I think I speak for John and Ralph. We thank you for the job that you're doing.
It's not an easy job,
and we put a lot of we've given you a lot of stress.
He had blonde hair when he came here.
We thank you. We think you're doing a fantastic job, and we don't thank you enough.
Well, thank you.
Yep.
I was just looking to see if that got passed back down.
Yeah, these guys
trying to keep everything together.
We kind of second that.
Yeah, you guys just give me the cookies.
Well, oh, it's right there. Okay, that's fine. That's what
we can make sure everything's signed before the board leaves tonight.
Yep.
I know I'm not available tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm out.
Late afternoon.
No problem. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Steve, you're up.
Steve?
Yes.
Oh, you.
Thank you, Chairman. First, I have a resolution for Township Administrator Obligations. It's Resolution 2022-140, approving obligations authorized by the Township Administrator. The Board of Township Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve and incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township in accordance with Section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code. The obligations total $18,748.98 for the period of August 16th, 2022 through August 25th, 2022.
So moved on the resolution.
I roll call Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah.
John.
Yes.
Thank you.
The next thing I have is we had cameras put in roughly 6 to 8 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to go present this to the board. We updated some policies and procedures on how we want the cameras to be handled. Mr. Horn, if you would pass these down.
Okay.
There you go. So I just want the board to review those, and then please get back to me with any corrections or updates or changes that you'd like to see.
Okay. This is my personal note.
Yes.
You can take home.
Do we want to take a moment, Chairman, and look at these and then see if there's any discussion and then just...
I'm good with that.
If the trustees are comfortable, yes, sir.
Okay.
I think we can do that just with a motion.
Yes, because there's no money being spent. I'll give my colleagues.
I'm good.
You good with it?
I'm good, yeah.
Ralph, you done?
You
got some questions?
Well,
it's just basically like what we talked about, that, you know, he has the password and the majority of the board. Public records request.
We give Ralph time to read over it.
I have a little issue here and there with the cameras, and I feel it's incumbent for me to speak up on it.
Mm-hmm. Are we able to move on this first and then speak on it?
I don't want to vote on it until I have a...
Okay.
You have your say, yeah.
Okay.
My word to say is that with the agreements on the cameras and this, that, and the other. I have some issues about the way that things are dealt with and this, that, and the other. And I think there needs to be a situation where we have more of a low-level type situation here, and people not being so foregoing, or in some sense of the word, paranoia about the cameras and what they're intended for. So, having said that, I expect, or would expect, from the board to make sure that we use caution and that type of thing when we are using the cameras and that type of thing. I don't want anybody, situation, I don't want anybody offended or misused or accused or anything such as that for something that they might hear or say relative to the camera situation. It's been a situation that's kind of gnawed here, and I think it, if there is anything where anyone has a problem, I would expect them to bring them to the board or bring it to maybe Mr. Leisure's attention there. If they feel that maybe there has been some situation that someone is trying to use it for their own benefit. So, having said that, yes, I would move forward with it, with those conditions. If there is some situations where someone feels offended or that type of thing, I would like to have it brought to the chairman of the board or to Mr. Leisure. Okay? And other than that, I'm in agreement with
you. You made the motion then to do that with those those changes? I will second that.
With those, with those corrections.
Steve, did you get those? Okay.
Thank you.
Nick, Ralph made a motion to accept it with the changes. I second it.
Okay, and this is for a camera policy?
Yes. Policy and procedures concerning video camera system.
Okay, roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mazur, and Ralph, and John. It was a tough thing to get through. Been a couple months working on this.
Chairman, the next thing I have is a resolution accepting, of course, the ARP funds, but designating that the township will use a method called standard allowance for the dispersion of these funds. And basically, the standard allowance is for any, in our case, township that receives ARP money in less than $10 million, can allot funds for general government services. So this basically came from our attorney, Julie Donnan, and it, as I said, I'm repeating myself, it's just designating how the township is going to allocate their ARP funds and what method they're going to use. And that's resolution 2022-141.
I think we've all been briefed on this enough through our attorney. Yeah. Moved on the resolution.
Yeah. And that's what they call it, the standard allowance. Is that what the term is?
Yes.
Okay. That's second time, sir.
All right. 2022-141, roll call, Jim. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
And for the public, if anyone can't read or has insomnia, I would encourage you to get the American Rescue Plan Act law, whatever you want to call it, and read it. It will put you to sleep. It's over 400 pages.
I'll pass.
And it seemed to change almost monthly.
Yeah. And it's still fluid.
Yes.
I don't need his on my watch.
Yeah, I don't either. I tried to understand it, but go right ahead.
The next resolution I have is 2022-142. It's a resolution authorizing the township administrator to accept a continuance of the police union contract. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board adopts, approves, and authorizes the continuance of the existing contract with the Fraternal Order of Police, Capital City Lodge, number 9, that expired June 30th, 2022, until a new contract can be negotiated based on the outcome of the police levy to be placed on the ballot November 8th, 2022.
So moved.
And I have the exhibit that you can attach with the signed resolution. Basically, it's a signed copy explaining that the contract expired.
Are there
2022.
Are there any changes being made?
I'm glad, yes, Nick, I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, yeah.
And I've talked to the board about this, thank you. There's been some verbiage change that the board, I believe, has seen.
Yes.
And the only other change occurred just recently, and Chief, this is where I may need your help to explain this. The officers requested that when there is a, they're working a shift different than the one they were originally assigned,
mm-hmm.
that they would like to be paid shift differential for the entire shift.
Right.
So, for example, if they were scheduled to work a 7-3 shift and they're working 11-7 instead, they would like their shift differential to begin at 2 o'clock. That way, the majority of their shift is at the higher rate, so they are paid the whole 8-hour shift at the higher rate for that shift differential.
So, let me ask a question on that. So if the time overlaps from the time that they originally worked, mm-hmm. let's say 4 hours of it they're in earlier than the later 4 hours, we would only pay the shift differential in 4 hours.
Yes, if I'm right, Chief, it has
Is
to
that
be
correct?
It has to be
no.
the
no?
majority of the hours.
It has to be the majority, so it would have to be 5 out of 8.
5, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm fine with that.
You're good.
Yeah.
So if they worked the 11 shift. To they worked a mid shift, 11 to 7.
Yes.
From 2 to 7 would be mm-hmm. shift differential.
Correct.
But it would be paid for the whole 8 hours,
yes.
not the 5 that there okay. that the majority falls on.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're talking about
and the same as what we've done
extra,
before.
An extra $1 per hour
yeah.
for mm-hmm. the 8 hours to simplify it.
Yes.
So if they work 8 hours, they get another $8.
Okay.
When it's yes. not yeah. their scheduled type.
When it's not their scheduled.
Right, yeah.
Do we have many officers working that shift?
Just one, Roger Myers. He's the only one that would be affected by that.
Okay. Okay. And that does help with coverage?
The 11 and 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, it helps prevent overtime from first going into second because you have that mid-watch car
yep.
who can take those late runs.
I thought we did this anyway, even during our normal scheduling. If we had a shift differential, didn't we normally already have that?
We do. Like if... Say they're on second shift,
right.
or I think right now it's set at 4 p.m., the majority of your hours have to be past 4.
Yeah.
So, like, say you have somebody like Kevin who works second shift. Supposing we call him into work first shift. Well, because we're the ones that called him in, he would still get shift differential,
okay.
even though he worked on a different shift.
And under our current situation, we have no choice but to bring him in at this time. So, therefore, yeah, makes sense.
But we've never had a mid shift before. Right.
Years ago.
Yeah, years ago. When we had the staffing, we had. We okay. used to have
but
two.
Recently. Has something changed since?
Recently, we only have one of the 11 A to 7 P. Okay. We've had that for the last 3 months. But
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's a good call. I really do. But.
So, you want to make that?
Yeah, I'm so moved on the resolution.
Ralph, you second that? Ralph?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, yeah.
Okay. All right, so, okay, that's what I was waiting to hear. Roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you, and that's resolution 2022-142.
Yep, I will sign my copy and pass it along to
okay.
my colleagues. Anything else, Mr. Mazur?
Yes, sir. The next thing I have is to continue our discussion on the sale of the property owned by the township on the Harrisburg Pike, 1963. I've had discussions with our legal team, Julie Donnan, just to make sure, one, that the township does not have a contract with a local realtor to sell the property. We do not. The nonprofit is local here, NCJC, of course, which is located down off of Harrisburg Pike. They are still interested in buying the property. In fact, they would like to purchase the property. And the law firm looked at their contract, their offer. There's some stipulations that we need to have changed in the contract. Our law firm is more than happy to handle the transaction. And again, with the board's approval, it would have to be a unanimous vote by the board. Excuse me, when we get to that situation or that position. And again, I like I just wanted to cover all the bases and make sure that the township was in the position to sell it. And again, the party is still interested in buying the property.
And they offered us $195,000 for it?
Excuse me. $125,000.
Okay.
The one obligation the township would have to make sure of, as anybody that does buys a piece of property, that we have clear title to it.
Okay.
And which we do.
Yes.
That you have what?
Clear title.
Okay.
And Julie suggested that we add to the contract that it's basically as is, where is, and with all fault. So they're buying the property knowing.
We've been trying to get rid of this property for
a year
and a half, 2 years.
Years.
Yeah.
50.
Huh?
Been a while.
Yeah.
And it needs work. It needs a lot of work. But this nonprofit, the chief and I took them through the property. They're comfortable with the condition of the property. They would make all the repairs. And like I said, they are ready to move forward.
We can use
it. Do we want to entertain a motion today to move forward?
You mind making that?
I'll let you, sir.
I'll make a motion that we move forward on it.
Yep.
To sell the house.
There's a reason why I did that.
Okay.
Because I've been here with the other realtor that said that they had an issue, so that's why I'd rather.
Okay.
Would this be motion resolution since there's contract and money involved?
Well, we didn't. Is this part to move forward for Julie to handle it? That would be a motion.
Okay, I just want to make sure this wasn't
and
the
then,
actual.
Okay.
Right,
then the final sell of it would be a resolution.
Yeah, this is a motion to move forward with the sell of it.
So,
okay.
This will allow me then
to expedite to get Julie involved, and then afterwards, then we would have the actual resolution.
Very good.
We need a second.
Yeah,
second.
All right, roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And then real briefly, I had a great conversation with a developer that's looking to construct a 7-Eleven Speedway type gas station, truck stop, upscale with restaurants and food service at 599 Frank Road.
That's beside it. Where's that at? That's
in the old inland.
It's where the old inland.
Up in the freeway.
Inland, which I told this the investor or the group. I said this is far better than what was there before.
Yeah.
They are going to send me elevations of what the property could look like. Their best guesstimate is the end of 2023, 2024. They have a lot of EPA issues raising the property, putting retaining walls up. They're working with Todd Breaker right now.
Putting some money into this.
They are going to put some money into it. Patty, I sent you an email.
Oh, did you?
I did, because they wanted me to talk to you and Matt Brown with the county and relay to you my feelings on the project.
Yes, please.
I gave them
before us in September.
Yes. I gave them the blessing, my blessing, I said I'll take to the board. But anything like that that's going to come into the township is just
it's phenomenal.
A plus.
And the fact that we're working with them, they'll want to stay.
Yes.
And maybe, you know, we're willing to work with them, maybe they'll be willing to sign on to the JED.
I explained that to them.
Yeah, I would like to make a motion that we, the board, give them a letter of support.
They would appreciate that, Ralph.
I can second that.
But yes, sir, I did talk to them with the JED, and the JED is another subject that we'll be talking about again in the near future. We're trying. We're being aggressive, and I'm pushing Julie, the attorney, as hard as I possibly can.
I don't think there's been a week go by since January that you and I haven't talked about the JED.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm expecting you to tell me to just shut up one of these days.
Yeah. No, we're pushing pretty hard. We're looking for any niche that we can skirt. Skirt is not the right word, but
finesse.
Yes, around these legislative
obstacles.
Hurdles that have been put up.
I didn't know you were talking
us.
About that. I mean, Steve's been talking about it.
Well, let's just keep talking.
He's tired of hearing about
we
it.
We didn't have a good conversation with Grandview the other day, didn't we?
Grandview has been extremely supportive of our
members.
Yeah.
We have
and Jim Schimmer too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just to fill the other two board members in, that I think we have met with four.
Yeah, he said you had met
quite a few businesses. Yeah. You
they're
know.
All agreeable. They're
yeah,
all
we've,
agreeable.
We've had meetings with them, and they are all signing on to it. So,
yeah.
Had a good meeting with Southwestern City Schools on it.
We did.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's good for you.
That was
the board members. I went to the
Finland. Right, Finland.
And they were very supportive and said that they would like to help out any way they can with our levy for the police, if they could be any support. And I said that would be greatly welcome. We did a group shot with, thanks to Mr. Chief Arnold for having some of our vehicles there. And then also Chief Smith, we had a vehicle there to show support for the new school on the opening dedication day. So that was great, and thank you guys for last minute, because it was emails got lost or something, and fortunately we found out.
I got
last
the email
night.
Afterwards, and
yeah. So. I went ahead and represented the board and went at the last minute as quickly as possible.
Thank you, John.
Well, thanks, John.
You have anything else for us?
No, sir. That's plenty.
All right. I don't have anything. John, you have anything?
I have nothing.
Ralph, you have anything?
No, I'm good.
All right, we'll move over to the list of people. Miss Patty, it's your turn, ma'am. I didn't forget you tonight.
No. You didn't shoot me down.
Oh, yeah, I don't have my clicker.
Hold on, let me see if it's
a
ready.
Couple of things. Steve, first off,
yes.
On the Speedway thing, mm-hmm. if you guys could either CC me or send me a copy of your support
or
letter
it for
to
you.
Them, because like I said, they are coming before us next month to tell us what they want to do, and I've already been in contact with them myself, so
that's what they mentioned. Yes. Yeah, but so. they asked it again. I talked to you and Matt, and
yeah, so okay. National Night Out, I just want to thank everybody for allowing us to join you.
Sure.
We had a good time. Hopefully we can do it again,
hopefully soon.
Yep.
Maybe a community outreach.
Yeah.
Maybe. That would be cool. Also, I'm going to share with you, I don't know if you've seen this or had this, but they came before us last month. They are partnering with the City of Columbus for giving free one-on-one financial counseling to any Franklin County resident.
Can we put this on the website, make a copy of that, Steve?
If you need another copy, I have a few.
Okay. Does anyone in the audience like a copy of this?
School? Can you post this at school?
No, thank you. I can check with my principal.
It's so easy. You
can
come back from strike.
And that's really all I have.
All righty. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Nick.
I'm going to pass for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Blevins.
Yeah, I wrote down about the White House, but most of my questions are answered about the, you give the address, I call it the White House. Right. The only thing I'll say about that is Ms. Laura Esther and I would like to have her sign back that's in the window.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a sign on that window.
Absolutely.
That, you know, and so she still fields phone calls over that property and stuff.
Okay.
I understand you say there's no contract, mm-hmm. but with that being said, since I'm on properties, where do we stand on these properties that we own? I have heard no conversations about that. And are we not paying taxes on those properties? And isn't Jim Stevens's crew cutting them? So that would be costing the taxpayers money. Is that right or wrong? And Jim, first of all, I should have said, I want to address my questions to you tonight, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Because you weren't at the last meeting, and
yeah.
I used my time to ask a question, and the trustee decided that he wasn't going to answer it. So
okay.
It was really a waste of my time.
I'll be honest with you, I would have to look into it.
Okay.
I don't have an answer for you this evening,
all right,
but Mike, you know I'll call you.
Maybe you can just go on the next agenda and everybody can find
okay, we can do that.
Can we just do that?
Steve, can you put that on the next agenda?
And then,
on the properties that we have?
We also, at a meeting, had spoke about insurance for the trustees, and uh-huh. Steve was going to check around with other entities,
yes.
other things like that. And I know I missed some, but I've listened to every meeting, and I've never heard that brought back up.
You are correct. It has
so
not been brought back up.
So could that be on the next agenda?
Sure.
It'd be nice.
The
insurance for trustees.
Trustees.
Yep.
And then my last thing, I wasn't going to, it's not on my notes, but I have to ask this because of historical past. As the chairman, can you sit there tonight and guarantee the people who work here and the public that there are no hidden cameras and vents in any public bathroom areas or anything like that? And there is a reason for asking that question, historically.
Okay. Repeat the question for me.
Okay. Is there cameras hidden in air vents, hidden in any public bathroom areas, or anything to do with that? Because in the past, there have been cameras hidden in vents and caught an employee undressing.
To the best of my knowledge, there is none.
Well, I don't think that's... We need a yes or a no, sir. I'm not trying to be smart. Yet.
No, I understand.
Do you understand? Had it not happened, it would be... And you passed that note out among yourselves and you didn't read it. And this happened at the last meeting, too. I felt like I gave my time to come here today. Maybe I have the right to hear what the camera policy is. You know, and you just did it among yourselves. And my time's about to run out.
But... So, I can have Steve read you the policy.
I was going to put in a public request for it.
Okay.
Well, we can
yeah.
just okay. do that.
Pick one up here if you
pick
want.
Pick one up. If you come up, I'll give you mine.
But can you check for me on the camera?
Yes, I will.
And know exactly where every camera is in this building? You personally?
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
And could it be set on the next agenda?
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Steve, can you put that on the next agenda?
The camera inventory?
Yep. Oh, there's Mike. Maria Sweeney? Step on up. Looks like something about blocking streets.
Yes. So, well, we haven't done it in a few years, but we have blocked our street off for Halloween parties, Lennon Avenue. And it's
uh-huh.
not the whole street, it's from
it's
Roland
that,
to
yeah.
Brown Road. Yes.
We've done
and
that in
we
the past.
Wanted to
okay.
do that this year, so I just wanted to get permission.
Yeah,
the road department always brings me the signs.
We always take the signs down, and then they drag them into
yes.
place, and then they pull them back out. So we don't have to actually come
right,
in and put
right.
them in.
I remember we did that the last couple of years.
Yes.
Well, other than COVID.
Well, yes.
We missed some COVID days.
And I kind of remember seeing something about that. Some of us, maybe that was on Garrow.
No, the Ungaro does the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
But okay. They're getting in here early, which is good.
Yes. Yeah. Do we need a motion for that?
Yes.
I will make a motion that we...
time frame.
We actually need
a little permit. Maybe October 28th, and we want to do it today.
Okay.
We've never done a permit.
If you would like a fire truck to block one in, it's probably not bad. I'd be happy to provide that. The fire truck often goes into Triangle Parks and hands out candy on trick or treat night anyway, so we can strategically.
No, are you doing it on trick or on?
No, it's October 29th. It's a Saturday.
What time?
Yeah,
so I was thinking like 5 to 10, 5 to 10:30, if that'd be okay.
And
give us time.
PM.
Yes.
PM.
Yeah.
I'd make a motion that we supply the signs to block the street from
Roland
4:30 PM to 11 PM. On October 29th on Linnet Avenue, Linnet Drive?
Yes.
Linnet Avenue.
So, sir, this would be for road closure of said road. At
from, it would just be from Roland to Brown.
Right.
Not
I'm just making sure we get it versus saying block the road.
Right.
I just wanted to clarify for the record that we are closing the road from said time, said date for the event.
Okay.
And you guys are still good with dragging the signs
in? Yes, I'm completely fine with that.
You want to second that?
Oh, yeah, I'll second. Yeah.
All right, roll call.
I think what we need to do, Chief and both chiefs there, don't we need to do a little safety thing down there, Byron, you think, or what we normally do? I know it's been a while.
I don't know that we've been to those in the past.
A
few years ago, you guys came by.
Yeah, we try to keep an eye on it to make sure there's no issues, and then we let other agencies know that it's.
I think, Jim, don't we just kind of put a little road closed sign or something?
We take all four of our big road closed signs, so it literally shuts down. Both lanes.
Well, it's been a while since we've done one. Yeah, really.
Well, the COVID, we missed 2 years.
Yeah, because COVID, we missed some.
Yeah. But we've done it every year up till then.
Yeah.
We got a roll call for that motion we need to do.
Yep.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Chip.
It's like, that's my name.
I didn't call him by his nickname.
I'll say it, Chip 2 Ply Tate. I want to thank the road department for taking care of that tree down there on Brown and Rosemont.
Yeah.
One thing I seen on TV where DeWine was passing out $16 million to law enforcement. Have we applied for that?
Yes, we're actually waiting on that to open back up.
Okay.
It closed fairly quick.
Yeah, the last round closed.
And another thing I want to bring up, and this is to the board. Mm-hmm. We've talked about no knock, home rule. It's been a while, and every answer I've got is it's always been at a lawyer, going through the lawyer. Can we get one through? I mean, to give us something, because that's my selling point. Those two things are my selling point on my block watch. That's their rebuttal to me, is the township's not doing anything. You're telling us about this, and we're seeing nothing done.
Well, Chip, on the one, if I may, on the limited home rule.
Yeah.
We can't put that on until next November.
Okay.
So that would be something that can only go in November.
Okay.
So then what we would want to do is start next June, July, trying to educate people and say, this is what this would benefit, this is what it would do, and then it's a yes and no vote.
Okay.
No cost to it whatsoever, meaning that the voters are not going to see a cost to that. It's just that we're going to be classified this, and then you know the benefits and you know the de-benefits of what we got now. The no knock, I believe we're still waiting to have clarification for Julie to see if statutorily everything lines up that we're able to do that. Is that correct?
It is, John. Chip, and this is a horrible excuse, and I apologize. not only, of course, does Julie have our township, but she has hundreds of other. We have so much work on her plate right now that it's hard for her to keep up with everything we're asking. We're close to having a handbook done.
Gotcha.
We're close to the no-knock. There's a lot of documents with a no-knock. We're close. The limited home rule, what we can do, John is correct, if we want to go full-blown limited home rule. What we can do is, for example, if you would come to me and say, the house next door to me is a disaster, we go out and we'll document it. We'll take Todd Breaker, the fire chief. He'll document it with us. I go back to our attorney. She will walk me through the steps that we need to file the necessary paperwork to get the process going. She has assured me that after we do it a couple times with her help, we can do it ourselves. But I'm as frustrated as you. We have auditors who want the employee handbook done. We have, understandably, you folks that want things done. And we're trying. We really are trying.
We got a levy.
So, and we have a levy, and we have Todd Breaker working on a property on Stibble Road that has the attorney tied up. But I get it. Honest to God, I get it. And I don't like this giving you this answer.
Sorry, you're fine. It's frustrating everybody up here.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, we want, you know, take it to the ballot for full-blown home rule or limited home rule. Well,
generally,
limited home rule will help the township immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And generally just speaking, too, Chuck, is anything to do with the government and putting everything in order, et cetera, et cetera. It's a time-consuming process, really. So, but yeah, it takes a little bit. Yeah.
I was hoping, to be honest with you, when we first brought this up, limited home rule, I was hoping to be able to put it into place August 15th.
For sure.
And then I got one.
Go ahead.
And it's about the police levy. We're almost into September, and we have yet to move a meeting somewhere else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to bring it up to you. And I know you guys.
Yeah. We have talked to Chief Arnold about moving a meeting out to his facility, just to so that... But we're waiting on cooler weather.
Okay.
We can open the bay doors.
We can open the bay doors. That way, we talked about Havenwood, with the crime in Havenwood being through the roof. Our citizens will not feel safe going into there. Our road department don't feel safe plowing in there at night. So why would residents feel safe going in there? So that's where we're at on that. We haven't forgot it. But yes,
I just want to get that word out.
Well, I want to make sure you're a greeter. I want to make sure you're a greeter at the door wherever we move it.
No problem. I'll be the bathroom checker too and see if there's
a cell. Okay.
You might get a surprise, Chip.
But nothing else.
Oh, is there someone else on there?
No, that was it. Nope, that was it. Meeting's adjourned.
7:22 p.m.